Thanks, Sue. I was introduced earlier, but my name is Jennifer Glasgow, and I am a continuing competence member. I'm a board member, and I'm a registrant. I work as an occupational therapist, community mental health here in Vancouver. Just to kind of recap a little bit, the amendments to the Health Professions Act in 2008 required that we move forward on this. So that's really what gave us that final push to move forward, although the committee has been engaged in working on competence for quite some time. So we developed a framework to help guide us forward, and we took that to the board, which was then approved. And then, as was mentioned, we kind of just went through everything. We went through, what are they doing over there? What are they doing over there? What's the evidence for this? What's the evidence for this? And that's how we came to the point of deciding to use a case-based assessment and taking that forward. This was approved in September, so truly it's as hot off the press as we can get it. And that's one of the principles that's important to us as a committee and as a board, is that people are involved early and often. We want to make sure that we get this to the registrants as soon as possible and take that forward. What we really want to share with you in the next few moments is just some of our confidence around our decision, but some of our process around it too. So what we're going to do is each of us is going to kind of share some of our insights and how we came to this. It's our little kind of personal touch as to what's been happening behind the scenes. A huge question for me in particular was, how competent is competent enough? If we're going to cast a net out and put OTs in the net and the OTs that are incompetent are going to fall through, how big do the holes have to be? What do we need to figure out? And that was a huge wrestling that I had internally and with the committee as well around that. And I'm pleased to say that I'm confident that with the tool that we've selected, that we can get to that. It's going to be some hard work, and it's going to be some partnering with people that understand tests, but I think that we can do it. And the importance of registrant engagement. You know, we sit around a table as five OTs and the support that we have, and we were trying to figure out, is this going to be one test, or is it going to be one mental health test and a PEDS test, or what's it going to be? And we thought, you know what? Five people can't decide this. We need to take it out. We've come to the point where we've done what we can do, and now we need to really up that engagement. And that's why we're really just so excited about beginning that today and then taking it to the province beyond that. So I'm going to invite Donna, who is Clinical Associate Professor, Academic Fieldwork Coordinator at the UBC Department of Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy. She was our academic rep or eye on the committee. She's going to share a little bit about her personal experience.
Being immersed in all the different tools, methods, evaluating these, being involved with Sue and other measurement professionals out there, I am confident this is a sound assessment for clinical decision making, which is really how we are going to measure competence. So I'd like to pass it to Naz Chow, who's our private practice rep on the committee.
For myself, I went through this struggle where we had narrowed it down, as Sue had mentioned earlier, in terms of two methods, one being multi-source feedback and the other being case-based assessment. And for me, I remember this one day on our committee where I actually intellectually knew that case-based assessment was the way to go because it was reliable and valid based on the literature we reviewed. But I actually was really had this little heart attachment to multi-source feedback because I thought it's so client-centered, because you ask your clients how they feel about the treatment they've received and you ask your peers to give you feedback. And then when we actually sat down and looked at the factual data, case-based assessment came out as being the most reliable and valid method. And there was a point at which I did have that heart and mind meld. So that was a big moment for me. Anyway, I'll pass it on to Hillary, who's our person that works in a rural practice and is currently working for Veterans Affairs and has previously worked as a manager in the Courtney area as well.
It sounds very close to what Naz is talking about, the feel-good part of multi-source testing. For me, it was you're getting the soft, warm, fuzzy stuff, and you get to go out and ask people of their opinion and think, are you a good therapist? And when I really came down to it, I really feel that the case-based shows what we really do in our practice. And you have to stand away from it and try to look globally, how are you going to get that answer? And what's fair? And the fairness of it, and is it transparent? I'm going to hand this to Risa. And Risa is another Vancouver Islander.
I think working and chewing on this stuff and talking about it and reading and talking more about it, I think the most valuable piece for me was the recognition that no one of us has the right answer, but when you chew on it together, the variety of input and insights from different people who work in different clinical settings we can arrive together at the best right answer. And I think for me personally was that recognition. For me, it was a huge support to talk to really capable colleagues to discover that I can and will be transparent about my competence, and that's what this is about, is to support us to be able to be transparent and get past that fear of making a mistake or fear of being blamed, but rather that we are choosing to have evidence of our practice, and that working in a committee kind of environment with really smart people is a big part of that for me. So back to Jen.
Thanks, everybody. So I'm just going to take a couple minutes just to kind of look ahead. So we've kind of looked back, we've been in the present, we very briefly looked at the tool, and I just want to take a minute to kind of look ahead. So the things that we're working on right now is keeping people involved. So we want to really emphasize today our commitment to keeping people informed and involved in the process. We talked about how this is going to be audio taped, how it's going to go out to the rest of the province through other presentations. Today really is kicking that off. But there's still a lot we have to decide. Choosing a tool feels like a big milestone, but it almost feels like it's the beginning of so much more. We need to figure out what competencies we're specifically going to be looking at. We need to decide is it going to be online? Is it going to be done face-to-face? You know, there's a lot of things and that's where I talked about earlier. We realized that those are things we really need engagement, we really need your guys' input on. The cost-effectiveness. I speak as a committee member, and then I also speak as a board member. We need to make sure that the registrant dollars that are coming in are used as absolutely effectively as possible. So, you know, is this going to cost money? Yes, but we need to, every step along the way, making sure that we're being as cost-effective to balance the public demands, but also balance that we work with unlimited resources. We need to actually write cases. This is going to take some time. Again, this is going to take some involvement. But we want to ensure that this is done by OTs in BC so that it reflects current occupational therapy practice here and make sure that it's relevant. So if you look a little bit farther ahead, beyond 2010, we need to make sure that people feel supported and ready. What is it going to take for you as an OT to feel ready to write this exam? We need to make sure that those supports are in place. At the same time, we need to also not just live in this assessment, but we need to consider the pieces that are already in place, the self-assessment, the personal development plan. Are they fitting in with what we're doing? Do they need to be tweaked a little bit? Do we need to leave them as is? So we need to remember to kind of look back to that tell box, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're looking forward to that help box. We have had conversations about what is going to happen when somebody doesn't make it through the assessment. What if they fail the test? What if they fail the test again? What's going to happen? And what we do know is we're looking at a model where an experienced OT would be working with registrants to develop and implement a customized improvement plan. It's going to be education-based, a mentoring approach. So we know that it's going to look like that. But we always have to remember that. We can't just do these components one by one. We need to make sure that it's a comprehensive. It's going to drop in 2013. That's what we're thinking. And that's what our goal is, that if this is done in groups, which we think it probably will be done, the first group will be sitting in 2013. Feels really close and really far away at the same time. But timelines are important to let people know. We want to let you know this is what we're aiming for. This is what we're trying to achieve. And then, of course, last but certainly not least, this is not a static process. We need to make sure we're monitoring ourselves at every point, that we're making sure that this program gets evaluated and that it's improved. It's not going to look the same when it starts as when it's halfway through. So we need to be sure about that. So it's just a final invitation. I hope that you could really sense the enthusiasm from the committee and the board today. And, you know, that's one of my goals really today, is to stand up and say, we are so excited. This is really scary, but it's so cool. And we really invite people to join us. Keep informed. Read your mailings. Figure out what's going on. Volunteer to help. I'm not sure this case really represented OT that I work in. Well, write a case. Get involved. Or help along that process. And ask questions. We want to make sure that this is a back and forth process and transparent as possible.